If you've been posting, trying different tips, or following all the latest social media prompts, but your book sales still aren't where you want them to be, you are most certainly not alone. And I really want you to hear that because this is such a common feeling among authors. You're not doing something wrong, you're not bad at marketing, or not doing enough. The truth is, you've probably been trying to market your book using a bunch of different fragmented tactics that were never designed to work together in the first place. It's kind of like trying to build IKEA furniture with parts from 5 different boxes and no instructions. Of course, it's going to feel frustrating and confusing. What I want to do in this episode is help you untangle that. I want to help you step back, take a breath, and look at what's actually going on with your book marketing and how to fix it. Because your marketing doesn't have to feel scattered, and you don't need more random ideas. What you need is a system, one that is rooted in clarity, connection, and consistency. So let's talk about what's really going on when your marketing feels like a mess, and more importantly, what actually works to get your book into the hands of readers who will love it. And to help you get a jumpstart on this, I've created a free resource called Marketing in Minutes that walks you through a simple process to help you save time with your marketing and actually connect with readers. You can get your copy by clicking the link below or in my show notes. All right, so let's start with the obvious problem. Most of the advice out there is surface level. You know what I mean, those fill-in-the-blank, post this on Instagram prompts or engagement hacks that feel more like busy work than actual strategy. And look, I get why they're popular. They're quick, they're easy to implement, they get you to feel like you're actually doing something with marketing. But here's the thing, surface-level content leads to surface-level results. Those types of posts don't build trust. They don't guide a reader towards your book. They don't answer the questions your reader is quietly asking, like, is this book for me? Can I trust this author? Do I care enough to click? Random content creates random results. Let me say that again because it is that important. Random content creates random results. Without a strategy, even the most liked or shared posts aren't moving people towards buying your book. They might be entertaining, they might get you some views, but they don't actually do the thing that you're trying to do, which is to sell your book. When we're not clear on what the goal of our marketing is, when we're just tossing content into the void, it's no wonder we start to feel discouraged. It's like trying to get somewhere without a map. You're walking and you're walking, but you have no idea if you're going in the right direction. So that brings us to the deeper problem, the real root of that scattered, disorganized feeling. It's not that you're not trying. It's not that you don't care. It's that you don't have a structure. When you don't have a plan, a real plan, not just a collection of disconnected tactics, it's incredibly easy to burn out. You end up trying to be everywhere, post everything, and keep up with every trend. And before you know it, marketing feels like a full-time job that you never signed up for. And what's worse is that it doesn't even feel effective. You're doing so much, and yet book sales stay the same. That's the moment when so many authors come to me and say, Jen, I don't get it. I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do and nothing is working. And my response is always the same. Let's zoom out. Let's find the strategy behind the actions. Because without structure, even the best intentions will only take you so far. And what usually ends up happening is that authors focus on what we call vanity metrics, likes, views, followers, because they're easy to measure. They're visible. They give you that little dopamine hit when you see a number go up. But here's the thing, likes do not equal loyalty. Views do not equal book sales. I've known authors who've had 10,000 Instagram followers and barely sold a handful of books. And I've worked with authors who've had less than 1,000 followers and are selling steadily every week. The difference? It's strategy. The truth is, if your content isn't intentionally designed to connect with your right reader, guide them through your message, and invite them to take the next step, it's just noise. Again, what you really need is a system, a simple system that helps you do three things: connect with your ideal reader, stay consistent without burning out, and convert interest into book sales. So let me walk you through how I help authors do this, because it's not about working harder or doing more. It's about doing the right things in the right order. It all starts with clarity. Before you post anything, before you even pick a platform, you need to know, who are you talking to? What do they care about? What are they looking for when they go online? If your messaging is vague, your marketing will be ineffective. Clarity is what fuels connection. When a reader stumbles across your content and thinks, oh wow, it's like she's in my head, that's when you've nailed it. Once you have that clarity, then we build structure. One of the biggest shifts I've seen in authors' marketing success is when they move from random posts to repeatable weekly systems. We use this three-part structure. One post that connects with your reader emotionally. So this could be a story, a shared struggle, or a behind-the-scenes moment. One post that guides them, and so this might teach them something, share a tip, or illustrate what your book offers. And one post that invites them to take the next step. Maybe it's to join your newsletter, to visit your website, or to buy your book. That's it. Just three intentional posts a week, repeated consistently. When you do this with a clear message and a specific reader in mind, that's when the magic happens. Because now you're not just showing up, you're building a relationship. And here's where we add the final piece, leverage. You don't need to reinvent the wheel every week. In fact, I encourage you not to. Repurpose your content, reuse your best performing posts, turn a newsletter into a social media post, turn a blog into an Instagram reel or a TikTok. You're allowed to make it easy. And yes, this is where tools like the Author Marketing Assistant come in. I designed it for authors just like you, authors who want to show up, connect, and grow their audience, but who don't want to spend hours creating content from scratch. The Author Marketing Assistant helps you plan and streamline your content, but it's not just checking a task off of your to-do list. It's about having a strategy that's intentional and speaks to the exact people who are eagerly looking for a book just like yours. So if you've been feeling like your marketing is a mess, I want you to take heart. You don't need more tips. You don't need to be on five platforms. You don't need to even post every day. You just need a system. And if you're ready to start building one, something that's actually aligned with your goals and your voice, I want to invite you to grab my free guide, Marketing in Minutes. It's a super simple guide that walks you through the exact system I just shared with you: how to create content that connects, how to stay consistent without feeling overwhelmed, and how to gently guide your readers towards your book. And if you're ready to go deeper and build out a fully customizable AI-powered content plan that fits your schedule and your style, then the Author Marketing Assistant is the next step. Because here's the truth, you can sell more books without marketing taking over your life. You just need to stop guessing. You need to stop spinning your wheels and start marketing your book in a way that's sustainable, strategic, and most importantly, true to who you are as a writer. All right, my friend, that's all I have for today. If this resonated with you, I'd love for you to share this episode with a fellow author who needs to hear it. And as always, I'm cheering you on. You got this. So I'll talk to you soon.